Today's music begins and ends with the same tune, a traditional tune for Epiphany, O Morning Star, How Clear and Bright. You'll hear it first in the chimes and last as an organ postlude in a setting by Mark Sedio. The rest of the music is all themed to today's gospel, with the prelude and opening hymn being As With Gladness Those of Old, set to the same tune as the familiar hymn. The anthem is We Three Kings, and the hymn after the sermon is Brightest and Best.
Thank you. As we begin, it is important that you know that whenever and wherever we gather to worship, and no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. As we enter into our time of worship today, I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. Invite God's very real presence of peace to fill you up as you inhale. Feel it ground you and nourish you and sustain you in this moment and throughout our time together. And as you exhale, set down all the worries and anxieties you may be carrying. And join me as we reflect on today's theme. Our theme today is Another Road, referring, of course, to the three kings who, after traveling to meet baby Jesus and offering him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, departed the Holy Family. You'll hear this in our reading from Matthew in just a bit, but Scripture tells us that having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, the three wise ones left for their own country by another road. You see, they had been sent by Herod to go and search diligently for the child and then report back so that Herod too could pay him homage, which we all know was not what Herod planned to do. When I read this theme, I immediately thought of the poet Robert Frost and his words from The Road Not Taken, which ends with these words: Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. The wise ones took their own kind of road less traveled. I have no idea if the other road that they took got them lost, or took twice as long, or wound them over the river and through the woods. But I do know that it indeed did make all the difference for Christ, for Mary and Joseph, for the story of our faith. And so it is in our lives as well. Think of a time in which you took the other road. Not the easier road, not the smoother road, not the road that got you there faster, but the road less traveled, the road that made all the difference. In a world where we are so often told that there is one way of being, one way of doing, one way of living, one way of loving, our faith offers us another road. Christ offers us a different perspective, not promising that the journey will be easier, but promising to be with us on the journey. As we enter into a brand new year, and as we approach the season of Epiphany, we come to find the other road that Christ is calling us toward. We come to journey. We come to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Seek your
to join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud if you've got the words in front of you from our Facebook page or website, or simply by listening and praying along. Let us pray. Loving God, there is something hopeful about entering into a new year, but there is also something challenging and a little bit scary. Just because we flip a page on the calendar or change one little number when writing the date doesn't mean that everything is restored, resolved, or suddenly made right in the world. And yet, your birth reminds us that there is a way forward, another road to blaze, explore, and travel. Forgive us when we only look back, when we only see one road and one way of being and moving, and when we fail to follow where your light leads because we don't know where we'll end up. As we journey onward, as we follow, as we seek, may we always be looking for another road, trusting that you go with us every step of every way. Amen. Friends, the light of Christ always leads us back to a place of grace, forgiveness, and love. These are precious gifts for today and for every day as we journey with Christ into what lies ahead. May we claim these gifts as we go. May we follow where they lead us, and may we share them with all those with whom our paths cross. Amen.
Our scripture reading for today comes from Matthew's Gospel, the second chapter, and is the familiar story of the visit of the wise men. No doubt you've heard it before, but listen carefully to the details. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." These are God's words for us this day. Amen. On this second Sunday after Christmas, a message for our children and, of course, for those who are young at heart. Many of you will be heading back to school tomorrow, either virtually or in person, and I'm guessing that at some point in your day, you will have a chance to talk about your favorite Christmas gifts. You may even choose to wear something you got for Christmas, a new shirt or sweater or hat or headband. Gifts are a very big part of the holidays, both the ones we get and the ones we give. So I'm glad we're still talking about gifts on this second Sunday after Christmas, as we focus on the wise ones that brought rather unusual gifts to Jesus and his parents. Because the wise ones had a long way to journey, they most likely did not get to Jesus on the day he was born, or even while Mary and Joseph were still in Bethlehem. But eventually, they tracked him down, and presented young Jesus with gifts that seem, well, sort of odd to be giving to a little one. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. The reason they gave Jesus these unusual gifts is because, well, the word on the street was there was going to be a king born. Jesus would be that king, and these were gifts fit for a king. What nobody knew, though, was that Jesus was not going to be like any king they had ever seen or heard of before. So here's what I'm wondering. What did Mary and Joseph do with those gifts? Did they use the gold to buy things they needed for the baby or for themselves? Or did they give away the money to those who were poor? Perhaps to the widows, the women who had no husbands, or the children who were orphans and had no parents? Did they take the frankincense to the temple to be used during worship, or burn it in their modest little home in Egypt, where they had fled for safety because, well, as we know, King Herod was up to no good? And the myrrh, a very expensive ointment-like perfume, did they sell it to buy groceries, or keep it and use it every now and then on special occasions? Or did they simply tuck away these precious gifts to give to Jesus when he was old enough to appreciate their value and use them well? Of course, we don't really know what Mary and Joseph did with the gifts, but I ask these questions because I believe what we do with the gifts we are given matters. And I'm not just talking about the presents we receive wrapped in fancy paper with pretty bows. Think for a minute about the gifts God has given you. Maybe you're a really good athlete. Or maybe music is your special gift. Maybe you're good with numbers or have a wonderful sense of humor. Maybe you love to cook or write or talk to people. Maybe you're a quiet sort of person and like staying in the background, but are really good at drawing or fixing things or figuring out things on the computer. Do we use our gifts in ways that make God happy? Do we use our gifts to help others? Do we use our gifts to make the world a better place? These are some things to think about, along with one more question. What kind of gifts do you think Jesus wants from us? I'm pretty sure he's not expecting us to bring him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but I'm also pretty sure he expects us to give the very best we have, of ourselves and of our talents. At the beginning of this brand new year, I want to invite you girls and boys, along with all who are listening, to think about what it would look like to give Jesus the very best we have to offer. To live each day in ways that bring God joy, as well as the people around us. As we pray together, let's ask God to help us do just that. And as we come to the end of our prayer, we'll join together in praying the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, as we continue to enjoy the gifts we receive for Christmas, help us to remember that your son Jesus was the best gift of all, because he loved us and keeps loving us so much. You have given each of us special gifts that cannot be bought in stores or online, gifts to be used to make our world a better place. Help us to figure out what those gifts are, and then help us to use them well. All of these things we pray in Jesus' name, remembering that he is the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.